Watch 30 days earlier.
Uncensored on WOW Presents Plus.
Hi, girl. Hi, girl. Hey.
We're giving Thanksgiving and cranberry sauce today, bitch.
No.
Roasting.
Roast.
How many beef stews have you roasted?
I made something last night. I made baked ziti last night from scratch.
What do you mean from scratch? You made that pasta? You rolled it through a pasta maker?
No, I went and bought all of it and put it together.
That's not from scratch, ho.
Oh my God. So if I don't make the marinara from scratch?
No. You didn't even make the sauce from scratch? You mean you poured sauce out of a jar and then boiled pasta?
No, whore. I had to like chop up rosemary. I had to like shred cheese. All that. I
do not know what scratch is, ho. That is not scratch. That is you prepared dinner from the supermarket.
Hi, I work at UPS where we think outside the box. Trixie Mattel.
And I would like you to put your thing inside my box. Katya.
And welcome to the show where we talk about whatever we want.
Because it's our show.
And not yours.
Box it up, baby. It's Nick shipping knock, out knock, tonight.
Okay. End pose. No one was hurt.
Well, I know we've just talked about mail, but let's talk about another topic that's similar but different. Packages.
Packages are the only good part of the mail.
Exactly. Oh, letters, bye. Because of the precarious nature of delivering, receiving, ordering packages, what my body and brain has done is developed a sexual appetite so piercingly hot for the delivery person of any age or gender. Just the mere fact that they are delivering to me a package that I want, clearly very badly, they become so attractive that I would do whatever it took to bring them to.
And do you think that's fair?
No, I do not. I think it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that is what the situation has, like, that's why any delivery man, it's usually a man, they could look like Bob Dole. They could look like Joe Biden. They could look like the Crypt Keeper. And I would still want to fuck them more than I would Henry Cavill.
Wow.
They're like
now
a
if Henry Cavill showed up with a package, it'd be over.
I would probably.
You know what it'd be? I don't feel so good. Finger snap disintegrate.
Absolutely. Last night, I'm going to tell you what I was doing around 6:15 p.m. I was outside with no shirt on, in little poom poom shorts, on my telephone with Mr. Orville Peck, chatting it up, waiting for the UPS truck to come because it was scheduled between 3:30 and 7:30.
So you've been waiting outside there to watch for the package?
Honey, this was a large package of great value. Okay.
I really doubt it. What was it?
It was a rug. It was a rug from New York.
But you have so many rugs. Why are you chasing the dragon with these rugs?
Shut your mouth right now. You go shush, shush, shush. It was a beautiful, gorgeous, hand-knotted, one-of-a-kind Afghan rug that is so soft and gentle and so beautiful on the eyes
that I fell in love with it immediately. I couldn't open the package quickly enough, but I did. And I set it down, and it took every energy in my body not to fuck it.
So, did you get the package?
Yeah.
And they pulled up, and you were waiting there like
He literally said to me this. He's like, be careful. He's like, the package is dirty. I said, it's okay, I'm filthy. And I was like, the words are coming out of my mouth, I'm like, that's disgusting, don't say that. But it was too late, and he did not laugh. So he got back in the truck and it went bonk, 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 bonk.
It was just Dave and I's anniversary and I got him a vintage Italian gold martini shaker. You know he likes to have 12 to 16 of those a day.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I got him a fancy shaker and I thought he's gonna love this.
Is that like you getting me like a golden crack pipe or something? Like, what the f? It's so fierce. I got you a butane torch that never goes out, you crackhead.
Oh my God, it's a crackhead Olympics where they toss a butane, they hand off a butane torch to each other with some hot blast bitch.
Do you know what the thing about the butane torch is? Mama, you light candles in a jiffy. You're not f***ing around with a flame. Boom, 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 boom. You know how many candles I have in my f***ing house?
I know.
A million candles, and I go bump.
Well,
bump,
do you like those bump, those long?
No, because they don't f***ing work.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm a little passionate.
Like, as if I sent them
very,
to you.
I'm very passionate about this topic because I've tried everything. The crack torches work the best.
When the police come to your house and they see a bunch of those torches coming around and you go, they're for lighting candles.
Well, when they see the 400 candles like sticking around, I have, they can get into it.
Like Dory and Corey probably lit candles to cover the body smell.
Sure.
What are you covering up?
Bonk.
Your living body smell.
My back shots smell like.
Your back shots smell like Yankee Candle Peach Bellini. Your back shots smell like, your back shots smell like cherry pie from Yankee Candle.
In a world full of straight people, aren't you glad there's WOW Presents Plus, the number one place in the world to see Drag Race? And so much more. Subscribe to WOW Presents Plus. Still only $4.99. Subscribe today as streamed on TV.
This has happened to me. Sometimes when they drop packages off at your house, if you're there when they get there, you're like, I'll take it.
They get a picture.
And they go, can I just get a picture? And then instead of setting it down on the ground, sometimes I'm like, yeah.
That's when you take the opportunity to pull down your pants and panties and put that package right up your ass. That's, I mean, this is the one place, especially with a country that is so like built on capitalism, the last bastion of horrible customer service.
Post office.
Oh yeah.
Well, they're government employees. Who's gonna yell at them, God?
Exactly. Which is
Jill Biden's gonna come down and slap them on the hand.
Dr. Jill is gonna come down with her stethoscope. But no, but that's great though. We need to hold on to that.
It's the post office and you literally go up there and you're like, can I ship a package? And they're like, I guess
you fat bitch.
It's really amazing. Yeah. During COVID, part of why I started jogging was because I had hard drives of content I had to get to editors and I was scared of getting cars, scared of Ubers, COVID. So I would take a running backpack, shove my hard drives in it and then put in my watch like, all right, my editor Mike lives 5 miles away. Run the editor. Like I was the Pony Express.
You were Forrest Gump.
I was.
That's crazy.
Wherever I was going, I was running.
Wait, have you ever stayed at home all day waiting for a package?
Well, usually they'll say, let's say it says, we're sending your package between the window of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. And you go, great, super sympathetic. I'm up at 8 at home on having a nice cup of tea, looking out the window. 12 hours later. Like, when I've waited all day at home for something and it doesn't show up, I'm like, you have with me. You have my family, my money, my reputation.
You want to talk about going to the moon? Flop. You want to talk about roving on Mars? Flop. I want to talk about a rug from Pakistan shipped to my home. That's a miracle, bitch.
Yeah.
And it happens via DHL every other month.
Natural stone countertops, let's say they're mined in Brazil. They're shipped to Italy where they're cut, and then they're sent to America where they're sold.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically paying for shipping.
Aristotle Onassis, shipping magnate.
Who?
We don't realize the sea, the ocean, those waves, it's all about shipping. Ship.
I ship you.
Oh, I hate that.
Honestly, I ship it.
Wait, why is it called? Hold on a second. Wait, it's shipping? But then it's, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
What is it? Say it.
It's
say
a
relationship. No. It's shipping when it's, but then it's another thing when it's about land and water. You don't know
freight.
That one?
Freight.
No.
Surf and turf.
It's, ground? Yes. No, it's something like that. I couldn't remember, so let's move on.
Steerage?
Whatever it is, I bet it was so funny.
No, it wasn't funny, it was interesting.
I think that's really cool.
Well, how about this? How about Miss Amazon? You know what she loves to do? You order one 4.5-ounce bottle of Tend Skin, and she puts it in the a box for a Toyota Corolla. Okay, filled with other boxes, and then those things you have to stab before you put them in the trash or the recycling. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I like stabbing though. I love that big roll of balloons, and you're like. Love.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm stabbing my arm, I'm bleeding.
Also, my wrapping job looks a little.
I'm not good at it.
No, I'm not either. And there's an art to it. It's like origami or whatever.
I do love that packages are either barely taped up, they're hanging open, or they're taped up like it's national treasure. And like, you're like, I ordered flip-flops. What could happen?
What about wrapping a watermelon?
Why would I do that?
Or basketball.
Who am I gifting basketballs to?
I don't know, a future basketball star. How are you gonna wrap a basketball?
Like a giant piece of candy, I guess. You roll it and maybe put bows on the ends.
Really?
I mean, yeah. But wait, basketballs aren't sold. They're sold within a box.
You lost the box. No turning back.
I'm not opening gifts, bitch.
It's not open. There was no box.
I'm giving my theoretical niece a secondhand basketball.
No. It was absolutely brand new firsthand. There's no box.
Well, I guess I wrap around it and I squeeze off the ends like a little piece of candy. I mean, what? I hate you. I hate this show. I hate everything about this. You asking me inane questions about that has not happened and will not happen.
That old clip of, who's that guy? I don't know that guy. You know that
Brendan
guy.
Brendan Fraser?
No, that guy was like, life is about going to things and doing stuff.
Rue. Rue? Didn't Rue say that? Isn't that what he says at the end of every Drag Race episode? And if you can't love yourself, life is about going places and doing stuff. Can I get an amen?